Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Ernest, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination. That's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
What do you think will be the best performing stock this year? What's your pick?
Schlumberger did pretty well this year. If the economy stays down, I'm going to lean on one of my babies, Microsoft. And not because historically I love it and I love the CEO, but I think we'll have a bounce in the market. And I truly believe that Microsoft is going to get into that cybersecurity space. If you go look at some of the acquisitions that they've made and the team that they're building, I think for the first time in maybe 15 years, most corporations are saying, hey, we have to build some real businesses and not just software at scale and throw something out and hope that it works like Slack or any comparable companies. I think they're going to push heavy into that cybersecurity space. And then as a result, I think they'll have one of the best years that they've had in a while. No, baby. Let me finish.
Okay. So your pick is Microsoft.
Yep.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that we will have a positive year for the stock market as a whole, or will we have a negative year?
I think we'll be 2023. Oh, no, I said the economy wouldn't recover to 2024. I think we'll be flat. I think we'll be flat. We may be somewhere around like 2 to 6%. Because if we just look at the landscape, still no quantitative easing. Mm-hmm. And going back to when we were talking last summer, when Sean was like, hey, most tech is too high. I agree. Also, when you look at the stats, since 1980, anytime we got to like 31% return, in a year or 3 years, we start to turn over to the downside. And that happened in 2020. Can anyone name me 15 companies right now that is just like producing amazing products with amazing net income, amazing revenue? Can't do it. So if 3,000 companies out there or 4,000 companies out there are underperforming, I don't think we'll have an amazing performance in the stock market. It is an accumulation phase, though. This is the time when you like can get rich. If you're aiming to get like 1,000 shares a year or 1,000 shares every 2 years, and when this is over in a 5-year period, you'll be incredibly happy. But they should go watch the previous episodes on the Benner cycle. That'll tell you exactly when we'll start to like have a peak, a bust, a boom. And you can time when to place your capital into the market based on that. But I think we'll be relatively flat. I mean, Red Panda going to be up regardless. Up market, down market. But for general consensus, I think we'll be flat.
Flat, he says. Okay. So the accumulation part is where I was going. And so last year I said Amazon, and obviously the market really punished them along with other tech stocks. But the accumulation is the reason I'm going to say I'm going to go with AMD. Gotcha. As one of those stocks to watch in 2023. If you looked over the last quarter, especially in the semiconductor space, we saw a rise of maybe 30% for the space, which is interesting. Obviously, we were dealing with supply chain, but now it's oversupply, and now they have to regulate that. But I think the reason I'm looking at them is because of the fall that they've had. I think the stock was down 50% or 58%, trading at $64. Was at a peak at 147 at the time. I felt really great about that, and I was still accumulating. But now it's down to 64. And I think based on that regulation of how they'll figure out the balance of supply chain versus over demand, the mere fact of their market share in the space, I'm pretty confident. I like them long term. Obviously, I've been accumulating that for a while, but where it's at right now and the upside for it, if you look at all the analyst projections, they're looking at it from 25% to 45% gain in 2023. I like AMD, but I got a surprise one for you. You ready?
Go ahead.
Lululemon.
I swear to God, that was on my list. Them and Halliburton and T-Mobile. Yes. Lululemon is one of my favorites.
Lululemon, I've been watching from a retail. It's an athleisure wear, and I didn't realize it until like maybe during the pandemic when we saw a lot of people, you know, go into that space, obviously because people were home, a lot of more home exercise and people went back to the gym. But then it my daughter started bringing it up a lot, and it was, can I get this? Can I get this? And then I looked at her list for Christmas and her birthdays. It's been Lululemon on the list. And I'm like, this is becoming a thing amongst young people. And once I start seeing young people adapt to it, toward an athleisure wear or a company, it tells me that they've hit the right market, because the only thing that happens when you galvanize young people is that you get more young people. So I like Lululemon as a company. If you look at the history of their stock over the past 3 to 5 years, you can see the growth. It's on my surprise list of 2023.
I will say too, if China releases or eases up on the COVID restrictions, Alibaba will be my number two as well. I don't know if they will, but the number one canary in the coal mine that I'm looking for this year, if China eases up on those restrictions and they let people start to move around the country freely, don't have as many lockdowns, that's going to be the first sign. Because that market is going to turn upward before ours does. And if we get 4 or 5 months of positive growth there, things are going to boom for us here, for sure.
All right. It's interesting.
You got one?
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't really like to give predictions because... Because
you're smart. You're smart. Number one reason.
But I'll say this. I won't say which stock I think is going to do the best this year, but I think I will say a stock that I think could potentially be the best buy this year. And being a best buy doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to have a great year this year, but it's going to have a good run eventually when you buy it, and that's Amazon. And I feel like, you know, it's 50% off of its all-time high. It doesn't really take a rocket scientist to figure this out, that at some point the ship is going to be turned around. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not to say this guaranteed that it's going to be booming this year as far as their stock, but strongly believe in what Amazon has, their business model. They've pretty much created a monopoly in their space. And I think that they're going to continue to get bigger over the next decade. So anytime that you get a chance to buy a stock like Amazon at such a deep discount, I think you definitely have to consider it. And I think that, you know, if you hold for the long term, you will probably be rewarded for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you. I just didn't want to say it 2 years in a row.
Gotta change it up.
Yeah, I was like, let me just, because they were like, yo, you said that last year, man. Stock went down 64%. That's a great one. I'll add another one.
That's why it's good now.
Yeah, great timing.
Well played.
I think Google's in that as well.
Absolutely. Especially with that NFL deal, at which
We can't ignore that. That NFL deal is
told y'all. Everyone is your competitor. Everyone.
Yeah. From an advertising space, from a content space, from a search engine. And now from a viewership, right? Because you figure that NFL ticket is a monster. Mm-hmm. I think what are they selling it? $300 for the season, $299 for the season, something like that. Which is
Prime NFL Plus. Apple, y'all better get $9 billion together for the Super Bowl. I'm going to make a call right now. Apple or Amazon in 3 years is going to have exclusive rights to the Super Bowl. Oh, Ian's crazy. Guy. He's on pineapple juice again, Rashad. How do you deal with him? Okay. Everyone is your competition. Let Black China clean up her act and go to etiquette classes. She'll be teaching investing on OnlyFans. Everybody is your damn competition. And once people realize that, and we're in a consolidation phase amongst tech too, Twitch had a whole bunch of deals they were giving out. Then they consolidated, and now they're not as popular. I know, like, Academics doesn't have his deal there anymore, but T-Pain is popping. Everyone on earth is your competition. Shout out to Google. Shout out to YouTube. We're living in interesting times. But if you go study the tech wars from 1994 through 2005, this is AltaVista, Yes Jeeves, Google, AOL, Netscape. Go look at everything Mark Andreessen wrote back in the day. We're going through the second version of that. And Web 3.0 is overrated. Mike, clip that up.
So, all right.
Wait, hold on. What was that? A teacup?
Oh, yeah, you know. Chitty, y'all. Good time to drink, isn't it? Hey, we coming back. When we going back? Girl took the drink out my hand. You shouldn't carry rubbish. I said, baby, we go to Harrods right now. What you mean? A king like you should not even carry rubbish.
London.
Rome 1714. Come on.
What?
Jeez. We're on the way, man.
London
we're on the way. The eagle has landed.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.